It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I would like to share with you for the next few minutes something from God's Word. You know, there's an attitude that we should have today as God's people. And I believe the attitude of those who are looking for the Lord is evidenced in the way they're conducting themselves today and what they're looking for and who they're looking for. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, it says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." And then in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, it says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." And 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water." Well, there are attitudes today, and you and I as saved people need to have the right attitude, not based on what I think, not even based upon what you think, but what you know as you study and read the Word of God. Now, there are many who say they believe the Lord is coming, but according to the teaching of the Bible, those are very few who are looking for His return. Now, those who are looking for the Lord are, I believe, according to the Word of God, constant attenders at His house. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." We're to be in God's house. And the one thing that will solve slackness in attendance in God's house is to get every church member looking for the return of the Lord. He's coming soon, according to the Word of God. And the one thing that will solve the financial conditions of the church. Many people are wondering, where do the finances come from? What are we going to do? Some church members and churches are wringing their hands. I'm talking about churches who are preaching and teaching the Word of God. How do we do that? How do we solve the financial condition of the church? Is to get all members looking for the return of the Lord. This is what we are to do. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26 says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Now notice verse 26, 1 Corinthians 11. "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Many people do not even think of the Lord's coming until they are having communion in their local church. That's when we think we've done our duty. We think of his coming at that point because in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26, it talks about remembering his death until he comes. Well, we're not looking actually for the second coming as a saved person. We're looking for the one who's coming back for us in the clouds when he says, "Come up hither." That is the Lord's coming for you and I who are saved right now. Now, those who are looking for the Lord will take part in the worship of the church. Now, when we think of this, and I've already read this, 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26, it talks about the coming of the Lord, and the person who has to be begged to take part is not looking for the return of the Lord. When pastors have to get up and beg for help in the local church, something's wrong. It's not the pastor. Now, sometimes it would be the pastor's fault because he's not preaching and teaching the return of the Lord, and he's not preaching and teaching the duties of the people who are in that local congregation. But that person who's in that local church will not have to give an account of that preacher who does not teach and preach the Word of God. That person is going to have to give an account of him or herself is not looking for the return of the Lord. They're going to be caught by surprise. Now, those who are looking for the Lord will hold fast to the truth. Revelation chapter 2, verse 25 says, "But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come." We have the truth in the Word of God. We have the King James Bible, and that is the truth. Many have turned from the Word of God, the King James Bible, and they've gone to perversions. We're to hold fast to the truth, the Word of God. Before the devil can make a modernist out of anyone, he must first destroy the fact of the second coming with them. Now, in other words, that modernist who gets away from the Word of God, the King James, and goes to the perversions, he's turning people away from the fact of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of the perversions do not even mention anything about the second coming of the Lord or the rapture of the church. Cults question or deny the second coming or pervert it one way or another. Now, those who are looking for the Lord will take advantage of every opportunity to witness for him. When we think of this, it's so important that we are out telling other individuals, "Thus saith the Lord, you must be born again." Now, you and I, we listened to the Lord when we got saved. We listened, and what did he say to us? "You must be born again." We got saved. We asked Jesus to come into our heart. We said, "Lord, I can't save myself. I know without you, I can't go to heaven. I believe, Lord, that you came and you lived a sinless, perfect life, and you gave that life for me on the cross of Calvary. You shed your blood for me." 1 Peter talks about, "Lord, you shed your blood, and we're not saved any other way. It's by the blood, your blood, Lord, that I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." Anyone who gets saved must come through the cross. They must come to Jesus Christ, receive him as Lord and Savior. Nicodemus came to him. He was a very wise man in the Jewish traditions, and Jesus told him in so many words, he said, "I don't care how religious you are, you must be born again." And that's the way it is with people today. They must be told, they must be warned that they must be born again or they're going to die and go to a devil's hell. Well, once again, those who are looking for the Lord will take advantage of every opportunity to witness for him. As we think of Paul the Apostle, he faced danger to witness because he believed in the coming of the Lord. He knew that Jesus was coming, and he knew that his life, no matter how long it would be, was a short one compared to eternity, and he witnessed even just before he had his head cut off. He was winning souls to the Lord. Church members who believe in the coming of the Lord will be at visitation. They will come and they will support the ministry of visitation as others go out on visitation. They will be part of those others when they show up for that visitation opportunity. Now, those who are looking for the Lord are not unduly disturbed by world conditions. We see this a lot today as we look around the world conditions. It keeps getting worse and worse. Luke 21, verse 28, it says, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." We need to be happy today. We need to be encouraged that we're seeing things. You say, "You mean you're happy that things are bad?" No, I'm not happy that things are bad. I'm happy that it's showing me that Jesus is coming soon. Now, world conditions cause the Christian to know that homegoing is near at hand. Now, if the world conditions brings disturbance, there is relief at the foot of Calvary. We need to go to the Lord with every care that we have in this life as saved people. We need to trust God to take care of us and watch out for us. Go to the foot of Calvary and lay your cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. Now, the Word of God tells us what to expect as His appearing draws nigh. Well, what is your attitude concerning the second coming? Might I say, I'm speaking to you, the second coming for you as a saved person is the rapture of the church. Well, my attitude is this. My attitude is a Bible one. I believe the Bible when it says, I will be with the Lord when He returns. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 14 says, And the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. If I'm coming with Him at the second coming, that means that I'm already with Him. I've gone up in the rapture of the church. I'm already with Him, and I'm coming back with Him. Now, those who are saved are to look for the time when we will be changed. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. We're going to see our loved ones one day. Those people who have gone on before, those people we've witnessed to, they've gotten saved. We're going to see them once again. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to meet those loved ones and those people we've witnessed to, they've gotten saved. We're going to meet them in the air. They've gone on before. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 53, Paul the Apostle said, Behold, I show you a mystery. And let me quickly add, this is Paul the Apostle as he penned these things down, but it's God's word to us. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And then Matthew 24 and verse 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. We need to be ready for Him. And the only way that a person is ready for the coming of the Lord, the second coming, or the rapture of the church, is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But you as a Christian, are you looking for Him? Are you waiting patiently, or are you waiting impatiently? I'm impatient to see my Lord and my God when He comes in the clouds. I want to see the Lord. I'm going to see Him one way or the other. If the breath of this life leaves me, if my body dies, I'll be with the Lord. But if He comes back before then, I'll be with Him. I'll meet people in the air that I've seen going on before. They've gone on ahead of me, but I'll see them once again because they've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And might I say, our attitude should be one of such as looking for the Lord, being impatient, waiting for Him. We have to wait, but we don't have to wait patiently for the Lord. We can be excited. And we can be out telling other individuals, Jesus saves. Now, if you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's the time to say, Lord, I can't save myself. I'm sorry for my sin. Lord, I've decided to go your way, and your way leads to heaven. Please save me. Come into my heart. I want to see you one day. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you that one day I'll be with you in heaven. If you'll pray and ask Jesus Christ to save you, He'll save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says that God cannot lie.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.